So he forget words or mixed up words. So they ask him, what's the purpose of your visit to America? So he was thinking, terrorism. He wanted to say tourism. It ended up terrorism. So have mercy upon me if I misspell any word or if I say anything in a wrong way. You will understand the idea of what I'm saying. Okay. Also, if you please pray for my wife, probably now she's having the operation. She has a stone jumped from the kidney, and it's on the way down, and it's stuck somewhere. They have to remove. They cannot bless. It's so small. So if you please remember her in your prayer. We're going to see a 7 minutes DVD. It's not everything, but it's kind of like general information about our ministry and what we do in Lebanon to the Middle East. Okay, God bless you.
Thank you. to jungles dark and deserts white, or will you go to shed God's light, or will you go to share God's word? For many still have never heard. The fields are white, but the labor's few. God's work of love must spread abroad to every race on every sun. Or will you go to share God's word? For many still have never heard. The fields are white, but the labor's few. To Satan fall, then men will die and never see the one who died to set them free. Or will you go to share God's word? For many still have never heard. The fields are white, but the
would you please open your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. And Lord willing, I'll be speaking about the peaceful life. The peaceful life. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. And would you please keep your Bibles open to this passage? We're going to go through a lot of details in this passage. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Amen. And may the Lord bless his word to us this evening. The peaceful life. Before I start speaking about the peaceful life, there are two things we should consider in this passage. First, he said, I exhort, therefore. The word exhort in the Greek language means an advice. An advice. And also, it has inside that advice an encouragement. Like Paul, he said, I encourage you to take the advice. And we're going to speak about the advice that he's giving us. And guess what? That advice is free of charge. You pay nothing for it. You know, usually whenever there are things for free, yeah, everyone will go. It's free, free of charge. Second thing we will notice, he's encouraging to take that advice. And he said that first of all, the word first, you are the English speaking people, not me. You know what's first is number one. But he's talking here about your agenda. Like some people, they hold an agenda. They write 1, 2, 3. Some people don't. It's here. The way we behave and act. So he said, if you have an agenda, written agenda, or it's here, hey, make sure that first of all, remember the advice that we're going to speak about it. Okay, it should be number one in our life. The things that I'm going to share with you right now, it should be number one. Not number two, not number 10. Number one means before anything else in your life. Whatever is important in your schedule, that advice should be above all. So, now let's speak a little bit about the peaceful life. When it comes to the peaceful life, would you please try it? Go out, talk to the unsaved people. Ask them, what is the peaceful life for you? And you can hear answers like, no financial problems, no health problems. I have a job as well as the rest of the family. I have insurance, health insurance. I have no bad record at any area, so I can survive in my community. And of course, some people might add, like high-speed internet, I have access to entertaining things around me. If this is our answers, whoa, we're in trouble. We are in deep trouble. But I said the unsafe people will say so.
Right.
The safe people, they have the advice that they should take, and it should be number one, and we're going to speak about what is the peaceful life. According to this passage, there are three major words that help us to enjoy the peaceful life. And these three words are supplication, praying, and interceding. I was trying to summarize the three of these, and I could find one word, or actually four words. To have a heart, or to have a living heart. Because we're going to see and speak about every one of these. What is the difference between supplication, prayers, interceding? Why the Holy Spirit wrote these words for us? Are they just to fill a thick book then and we say, hey, we have a big book? No. Every word written in the Bible has a meaning, has a purpose in our life. So what is supplication? To understand supplication, the Bible gave us examples. One of these examples is Abraham. You remember the story when Abraham heard that the Lord is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Remember what he did? Privately, no one saw him, alone. He went and he did what? He prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah. And he spent time praying for the people who live in Sodom and Gomorrah, not for the land. Yeah? Okay, let's say now you receive a notification on your mobile saying, hey, Hollywood is on fire.
Yes.
You would be happy, yeah? But supplication is if we hear about Hollywood or any wicked place, that we go to the Lord and pray for people to be saved. Pray for people to be saved. And also to know more about it, we have another story in the New Testament about Stephen. When they were stoning him, what he did, Lord, please forgive them. This is supplication. They were stoning him. They were like his enemies. And they were stoning him. What he did? He prayed, Lord, please forgive them. So this is supplication. Okay. Abraham did it to wicked nation or wicked city. Stephen did it to whom? To his enemies. What about praying? So what's the story? Praying is to supplicate and to continue to do so. Not to pray like one time and that's it. I prayed, Lord, for this wicked city to be saved. No, it's to pray, to supplicate and to continue to do so, just like Jesus is asking us and he did to others. You know, so prayers are not just uttering words. It's a heart situation. And when you continue to pray for something, this means something to the Lord. Okay, the Lord knows everything before we ask, yes? He knows all our needs. He's even now right here. He knows everyone's heart, what's on your heart. So when you supplicate and you continue to do so for the Lord, it means that this is on your heart. Lord, please, I want it. I'm continuing to pray, not vain words, but what's in on my heart. So this is prayers. Okay, supplicate, continue to pray. What about interceding? What about interceding? This is the most difficult part. Interceding is to supplicate, to continue to do so in prayers, and be willing to sacrifice. This is interceding. Be willing to sacrifice. So what the Bible is saying, Romans chapter 9 and verse 3. Listen what Paul said. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. In Exodus 32, Moses said the same thing. The same thing. So what Paul was saying? He said, Lord, if I go to hell and this will help my kinsmen, my brethren, to be saved, Lord, take me to hell. Can we say this? I'm reluctant. Go to hell forever and ever. Forever and ever. For the sake of my kinsmen, my brethren. But wait a minute. Please, could you please tell me who are Paul's kinsmen and brethren? They were those who followed him from one city to another to kill him. What? Wow. I know it's difficult. It was difficult on me when I prepared the sermon because the Lord took my heart first. Supplicate to the enemies. Continue to pray for the enemies. Be willing to go to hell if this will save the enemies. The enemies. This is what the Bible is saying. This is what the Bible is saying. Also, he said we should be doing this, supplicate, pray, and intercede to whom? For all men, yes? The Bible is open, huh? We should do this for all men. Okay, Lord, yeah. Tonight we prayed for sick people in our country. We prayed for our president. And we pray for those who are in leadership. Yes, I can pray for Canada, the work over there. We can pray for our missionaries Lord, I can pray for ISIS. Lord, I can pray for Hezbollah people. Can you? Lord, I can pray for those who prepared or those who were behind 9/11. Can you do so? Are these included in all men or not? Wow. I know it's difficult, but remember the advice. So it's a free of charge. If you take that advice and put aside hatred and what the news are telling us and listen to this advice, you will enjoy the peaceful life. If not, then you will be frustrated. You will take pills to calm down. You will have a lot of sicknesses because hatred destroys you first. And you won't enjoy the peaceful life that the Lord would like to give to everyone. So remember the advice. And I said it should be number one in our priorities. Remember these things. We should be doing all these for all men. Some people might say, hey, these people are wicked. They are killing our children. We send our children to help other nations to live free. And they are killing our people. They are wicked. Yeah, we should be praying for them to be saved. If they don't want to be saved, then the Marines will arrange for the meeting with their maker. Okay? Don't worry. God is in control. But we should do our part. We should do our part. We should be praying for all men, even though they are wicked or whatever is their situation. How many of you heard about a missionary who went to the Middle East in the last 70 years? Please raise your hand. None. Where? Morocco? 60s, 70s, where? Yeah. Yeah, I showed you one who went to our church and started our church. How many we are here? Very few heard about a missionary who went over there. That's why we have a lot of terrorists over there. Because we're not reaching them with the gospel. They are reaching us with their bombs. We should be praying. I thank God who gave me the privilege to serve him over there. You know, in 2006, I had the privilege to become an American citizenship, get the American citizenship in 2006. I said, no, not because I don't love America. America is in my heart. And every morning I pray, God bless America. But I have a ministry over there. And the field is, wow, it's so big. And we need a lot of workers over there. We need to support the work over there. We need to do what the Lord is asking us to do. Supplicate, pray, and be willing to sacrifice for the work over there so we might reach them with the gospel and they won't reach us with their bombs. Many times we are deceived. Believe me, we are deceived by the media. The media, they don't want you to know the truth. All what they want is they have an agenda. They have number one, eh? They have number one. Their number one is to deceive people, fake news, and tell them lies. So many times when we look to the Middle East, what comes to our mind? Politics, politicians, Israel. We should be praying for Israel, protect Israel. Yeah. What about the other people? There are millions of people who live there. They need to know about Christ. What are we doing for them? So, depending how we measure things from which eyes. At the beginning, you mentioned something. If you're busy in, like, the heavenly things, mm-hmm. you will live on this earth the heavenly things. Yeah? For the heavenly things. So if we think Bible, we live Bible. Yeah. If we think media, no peaceful life. Hatred and you won't reach the Middle East with the gospel. There was a company, they sell shoes. So they send a salesman to a country, people do not wear shoes over there. So the guy went there, and for 1 month he didn't do anything. 2-3 months, nothing. They brought him back home, and they sent another salesman. The other guy arrived, and after 1 week, he ordered 1 million pair of shoes. And he sell all. So they brought the two salesmen, hey, what's the story? The first guy said, I went there, I saw people do not wear shoes, they don't need them. The other guy said, I went there, I saw people do not wear shoes, they need them. So you might look to the Middle East and they say, they are terrorists. Let them go to hell. Or, there are terrorists, what a great opportunity to reach them with the gospel. They don't know Jesus Christ. This is something you will decide. This is something you will decide. But remember the advice, the free advice, free of charge. Okay, but if you don't take it and make it number one, you will fail and you will not enjoy that peaceful life. Okay, why we should supplicate, pray, and intercede for all men? The answer is in the passage, verses 4 and 6. The answer is in the same passage, verses 4 and 6. In verse 4, about Jesus Christ, who will have what? All men what to be? Verse 6, who gave himself a ransom? Yes, say it, please. For all. Jesus died for all. And he wants all men to be saved. This is our business. This is what we should be doing in our life. And would you please, just like a break, question, who is more powerful, a suicide bomber or a praying Christian? Think about it. So we are more powerful. So the Lord is exhorting us, giving us this advice, and we should be doing this also to all those who are in authority, the king and those who are around him. Why we should be doing this? Lord, I pray for Assad, President Assad, who is killing his people, or the opposition who are killing the others. Lord, I pray for Saddam Hussein when he was alive. I pray for Saddam Hussein because he killed millions. Is this what the Bible is asking us to do? No. When we pray for those kings, so they will fulfill God's will. You know, just go back 3 years ago. Turn the news if you have the chance to access the news at that time. You hear nothing about Russia. Now, everything is about Russia. I'm not happy because of what's happening in the Middle East and millions of people are killed or dead. But this is leading us closer and closer to Ezekiel 38 and 39. We are so close to the rapture. The Lord is coming. Yes, Lord. So we'll be praying for all kings and for all who are in authority. And by the way, go and vote. If you don't go and vote, you cannot complain. Huh? I'm not interfering in your politics. No, I'm not interfering. This is not my business. But anyway, we should be looking and thinking from God's eyes. He said we should be doing all this with giving of thanks. Yes, thank you, Lord, because you are in control. Yes, Lord, you are leading us closer and closer to be with you and to live that eternal life forever and ever, either by rapture or whatever the Lord will provide. So the problem again is the media. The problem again, our eyes are focused down to earth. If you refer to the book of Acts chapter 1, after Jesus' resurrection, he spent 40 days 40 days teaching his disciples about what? If you remember, about what? The kingdom of heaven. 40 days in Jesus Bible school, and the teacher is Jesus, the best teacher ever. And you know, after every course you teach, you ask the students if they have any question, and you can see hands. So Jesus spent 40 days with his disciples teaching. And of course, there was time for questions. And guess what was the first question? Verse 6 in Acts chapter 1. Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? What? He was talking about the kingdom of heaven, and their eyes were where? Down to earth. You know, Jesus was very nice, not like me, like pastors, like me. Okay? He was so nice, so he used nice words in verse 7. And he said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. You know, in our days, for me as a pastor, not your business. Right. Yeah, this is in our days. So Jesus was so nice. He told them, it's not your business. Okay, Lord, sorry for asking. So what is our business? Verse 8. Yeah? But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world. Lord, if we have a president just like I want or not like I want, if we have a representative, a conservative one or liberal, if we have this wicked one or the nice one, I don't care. I have a business. I want to reach the lost with the gospel. I want to tell them about Jesus Christ. This is our time. We don't know about tomorrow. Today we're living. Today we're going to go and win people and bring them to the Lord. Today, this is our business. This is what we should be involved in. We don't have time to talk against each other. We don't have time just to sit and relax and enjoy watching the TV. We should be involved in God's business. I'm sorry. So this is what we are doing over there in the Middle East. There is persecution. There is war. They hate us. The Catholic hate us. The Muslims hate us. But if we do not supplicate and pray and intercede for them, we cannot reach them with the gospel. We can't. I can't survive one day without doing so. I can't survive one day if I don't do what the Lord is asking me to do. So I will have peace in my heart. Peaceful life. Advice, free of charge. Number one, you should be doing all this to all men. To all men. This is possible. You can enjoy that peaceful life. Because Jesus, our Lord, is the Prince of Peace. He died on the cross to give us his peace. And then what he said in this passage? For this is good and acceptable in God's sight. So what's the meaning of the word good? I always give this illustration. You know, when you're when you're driving and you reach the red light, traffic light, it's good to stop, huh? Because you might be killed. But this is not the meaning of the word good. It means this. This is good for you to stop, but this is good for others because you might kill someone else. This is the exact meaning of good. So if we relate this to our subject, if you listen to this advice and take it, this is good for you because you will have peace. You will be able to focus, and you would be able to share the gospel with others. So this is good for you, and this is good for others who will listen to you. If you don't have the peace of God, You can witness for days and days, and they will say, he's a liar. He's a liar. Because he does not have the peace in his life. How come he's promising that Jesus will give me peace? No, I don't trust this person. So when you do so, you will have peace. This is good for you. First, you will enjoy peace. And this is good for others because they can see the peace in you and they will say, hey, I just want to be like you. Despite all your problems, whatever you have in your life, you're still happy. Because you have Jesus in your heart. Because you're living according to the advice. And you're doing what the Lord is asking us to do. And so this is good and acceptable in God's sight. Suppose that a politician invites you to come to his office. Haircut, shaving, wearing the best suit, and if I don't have, I will buy one just to look like sharp, perfect. And when you go to the office and you sit with him, and after a while you say, can I take a picture with you? And after taking that picture, you do what? You put it on Facebook, on Instagram. You will let everyone that you wear with this politician. Yeah? When you do so, according to this advice, you will be in God's presence. Is this peace or not? For me, it's more than peace. It's a wow. It's above my understanding. It's beyond what I can handle by myself. I am in the presence of the Creator of the universe. I am in the presence that in his hand, all the hearts of all kings, and he can turn their hearts so whatever he wants. Yeah? I am in the presence of the Almighty, Lord of all. Amen? Is this peace or not? Advice, huh? Free of charge. Take it, whatever. This is up to you. You can decide whatever you want and whatever you do. You know, there is a story about a young Muslim guy who lives back there in the Middle East. You know, there we suffer from, we don't have government electricity 24 hours a day. We can have it like 6 hours, 12 hours, and you have to pay for the private generator. Many months in the year, we don't have water from the government. You have to buy water. And the internet, when it is like snail, oh, hallelujah, we have a high-speed internet. So it's just like snail. And so this guy said, hey, what I'm doing here? Let me kill myself for the sake of Islam. And I will enjoy 72 virgins in heaven. So the guy went and he blew himself up. And he opened his eyes and there were 72 men beating him. And the guy said, hey, wait, there is a misunderstanding. I was promised to have 72 virgins. They said, no, you misspelled the word. It's not 72 virgins. 72 Virginians will be waiting for you. You know, it's so funny, you know. These people are willing to die for a false cause. We have the truth. Amen. We have the truth. So are we willing to die for that truth? This is what we're doing over there in the Middle East. You know, the Lord opened the door and we had the privilege to have our online Bible school. And it's going to be for all Arabic-speaking people. The Lord provided to build that website. We are seeking help for translation. So far, the Lord provided $2,000 out of $12,000. This is something, it's a wow for us. It's a dream. We pay thousands of dollars to travel in the Middle East to train nationals. They can sit at home, log to the internet, study all the courses that we would like to teach them. we can reach the Middle East. It's not impossible. It is possible. When we focus on that advice, when we think Bible, when we behave Bible, so the Lord can grant us His peace. And I will close with these verses. The Bible said in Philippians 4, 6, 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God. What will do? The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Wow. This is all the Bible speaks about this, you know, about that peaceful life. So verse 7, you will see that Paul, he said, I surrendered my life to do so. This is what in the passage. This is what he said in verse 7. I surrendered my life to do God's will. You know, one day the Israelites were facing a giant, Goliath. So they were terribly afraid. No one dared even to come closer to him. And he was saying bad things against God and his people. Still, no one dared to face him. So for the Israelites, Goliath was too big to hit. But for little David, Goliath was too big to miss. Amen? The Middle East is too big to miss. But we need to supplicate, to pray, and to intercede. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, and let me think about a couple things here. Where are you in all